Today, I'm joined at the podium by Mayor Daniel Lurie, San Francisco Fire Chief Dean Crispin, DEM Executive Director Mary Ellen Carroll, and San Francisco District 2 Supervisor Stephen Sherrill. I'd also wish to recognize the other city leaders with us today, including Public Works Director Carla Short, who has been a wonderful collaborator with us, and Chief Resilience Officer Brian Strong. Thank you for your collaboration and partnership in this work, expanding and improving our emergency firefighting capabilities. Additionally, I'd like to acknowledge our SFPUC commissioners that are here with us today, President Josh Arce, Vice President Steve Leveroni, and Commissioner Megan Thurlow. Thank you for your leadership. Finally, I want to thank the many city staff who make the emergency firefighting water system possible, from planning to financing to construction, operations, and maintenance. This work spans multiple departments, and it carries forward more than a century of vital work that saves lives, and it's something that San Franciscans continue to count on today. Thank you so much. A little bit of background. Today we're here to test part of a unique firefighting system that was born out of another devastating earthquake in 1906. Back then, fires raged for 3 days after the earthquake because the water system run by the private Spring Valley Water Company was not able to provide enough water to fight the fires. In the aftermath, city leaders took a number of steps. One was to find a far more robust and reliable source of drinking water. Another was to begin construction of a second, completely separate water system, one that is solely devoted to fighting large fires. We now call this system the Emergency Firefighting Water System. That's what we're here to celebrate today. It consists of 135 miles of resilient pipelines that deliver water at high pressure from several independent water sources. These include reservoirs, hilltop tanks, intakes along the waterfront, and two bay water pump stations, including the one behind us today. More than 200 large underground water storage tanks, called cisterns, are also located throughout the city to be used if needed. People talk about only in San Francisco. Well, San Francisco is the only city in the country to have a dedicated firefighting water system like this. There's only one other system in the world, Vancouver, that has a similar system, and ours is the envy of the city of cities around the globe. And we have the voters of the city and county of San Francisco to thank for that. Since the San Francisco Public Utilities Commission took over management of EWSS in 2010, we have invested about $200 million from voter-approved earthquake safety and emergency response bonds to upgrade the system. And in coordination with our partners, like the Fire Department and the Department of Public Works, we have made these upgrades across the city, from Candlestick Point to Fisherman's Wharf, and from the Sunset to Mission Bay. We've installed nearly 30 new cisterns to provide additional water sources for firefighting throughout the city. And we've also made upgrades and repairs to existing pump stations and reservoirs, and the construction of new pipelines throughout the city. You may not have realized it, but you see the emergency firefighting water system all the time in San Francisco. Cisterns can be identified by brick circles that you see in the roadway. And when you see the large fire hydrants with black, blue, or red caps, those are part of the high pressure system as well. And the remarkable building behind us is another piece of the system. It is pump station number 2, one of the two bay water pump stations we have. It was built in 1913 and draws bay water into the system in the event we ever need it. So for example, in the unlikely event that the standard water system can't be used to fight a fire during a disaster and we've exhausted millions of gallons of water we have stored in the water system, this pump station can tap into an essentially limitless supply of bay water to fight fires. And we have another pump station at 2nd and Townsend that can do the same thing. This station still operates with the original pumps from 1913, which remain reliable thanks to replacement of internal parts over the years. And we've recently completed major seismic and electric upgrades, including a new foundation with drill piers anchoring the building into bedrock. This building has strengthened walls, a new roof, a new generator, and is designed to withstand a 7.9 magnitude earthquake, and it can operate even when the electric grid is down. This morning's training on the pump station with our partners in San Francisco and the San Francisco Fire Department is part of the first joint drill with this station since the upgrades were completed. And successful emergency preparedness and response is a team effort. It involves the PUC, the Fire Department, the Department of Emergency Management, Public Works, the MTA, and the Office of Resilience and Capital Planning, just to name a few. But this wouldn't happen without the leadership from the mayor's office. And I can tell you, in his 9 months in office, Daniel Lurie has made sure that we are prepared for what will inevitably be called the big one. And he holds all of our feet to the fire to make sure that San Francisco is the most earthquake-ready city in the country. So with that, I introduce you to Mayor Dan Lurie.
Good morning, everybody. To all the firefighters standing in the back, thank you. I just want to say thank you. I know yesterday was a rough day. I'm glad and happy that the two of your brothers are going to be okay. But it was just another reminder of how much we ask of you each and every day, and just know it does not go unnoticed. So thank you very much. Now, San Francisco, well, first of all, look at this. My view right now is of the most beautiful city in the world. And I am just so proud to be the mayor. And as we all know, San Francisco is a city of rebirth. On the eve of the Loma Prieta earthquake anniversary, that anniversary reminds us of how moments of overcoming adversity are woven into the fabric of our city. We know that earthquakes are not just part of the past, they will be part of our future, and that's why preparation matters. Now, this building behind me may not draw much attention to those who are walking or swimming, but it plays a vital role in protecting our city. Pump Station Number 2, originally built in 1913 and now fully upgraded to withstand a 7.9 magnitude earthquake, is one of two stations that pull water from the bay into San Francisco's emergency firefighting water system. A system that is unique in the nation and entirely separate from our drinking water supply. The system's 135-mile pipeline ensures that when a disaster strikes, our firefighters have what they need to keep our neighborhoods safe. Today's joint training exercise marks the first live test of this upgraded pump station, bringing together the SFPUC, the Fire Department, and the Department of Emergency Management to demonstrate the city's and system's readiness. Even, as Dennis said, even if the power grid is down, this station can pump an essentially limitless supply of water from the bay to fight fires across the city. In San Francisco, we take preparedness for earthquakes seriously. We've seen the difference it makes. From 1906 to Loma Prieta, we have learned that preparation saves lives and property. That's why we continue to invest in critical systems like Pump Station Number 2. So that when the next earthquake inevitably comes, our city will be ready to respond. This site stands as a symbol of our commitment to readiness and safety of our residents. Through the earthquake safety and emergency response bonds, supported overwhelmingly by the voters, we have made real progress. We've upgraded our emergency water systems, strengthened our fire stations, and improved public safety infrastructure. We have layered a system of protection. Alongside the standard water system and hydrants that most cities rely on, San Francisco has a dedicated high pressure network that gives us the ability to draw on the bay itself in case of emergency. But readiness is never complete, as we all know. As mayor, I take this responsibility incredibly seriously. Safety is at the heart of every decision that I make. It's what keeps this city strong in the face of uncertainty. I want to thank all of our engineers, city workers, first responders, and residents who remain vigilant. And my message to every San Franciscan is, we got this. And let's go, San Francisco Fire Chief Dean Crispin, you're up next.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Dean Crispin. I'm honored and proud to serve as your fire chief here in San Francisco. You know, as firefighters here, we are incredibly proud of our water supply system. In fact, we teach our members to be historians about our water supply system. As the mayor and Mr. Herrera just eloquently stated, we have a primary water supply system for our normal, ordinary fires. We have a secondary water supply system, our EFWS. We have a tertiary water supply system, which is our cisterns, which are strategically located throughout the city as static water supply sources. So as you can tell from this previous comment, what we like is redundancy. And that's exactly what this pump station provides. Should we have a massive earthquake and our primary water mains fail, we can use our EFWS system. And should the earthquake be large enough that some of those mains fail, which we don't anticipate, but we plan for, we can isolate the break, shut off the water, and turn on pump station 2 and charge the system so that we have sufficient water to extinguish fires. So what I'd like to demonstrate to you today, first of all, thank you to all the firefighters for showing up. I know it's been a big lift. I appreciate your dedication and professionalism every day. What we're going to demonstrate today is the utilization of some master stream nozzles. So on the ground behind you is what's called the multiversal, and that is utilized to extinguish fires in the lower floors of buildings. Behind you, the ladder pipe on the ladder truck is designed to extinguish fires in upper floors of buildings. So that shows you the different types of fires we can extinguish utilizing this system. We're also going to demonstrate the utilization of our above-ground fire hydrant system. So should our mains break, we can actually design and build a system as we go that will provide high-pressure water to extinguish fires throughout the city using this high-pressure system. Also like to demonstrate our new hose tender, which has the amazing ability to draw water from the bay as well as charge our high-pressure water system. So fantastic tools that we have, and we are looking forward to demonstrating these for you here today. I would like to thank our commissioners in attendance, President Marcy Fraser, Commissioner Army Morgan, and Commissioner Stephen Nakajo. We train. We practice. The mayor has demanded that we partner with other agencies and we collaborate with all other departments. It's an honor to have all of the other department heads here. Carla Short, thank you for coming. It means a lot. And the ability to train and practice with our partners here in public safety, DEM Director Mary Ellen Carroll, thank you for all your collaboration on the planning for these events. And thank you, Dennis Herrera, for all your leadership and partnership in planning this drill and providing the amount of water supply that we need. So thank you everybody for coming. I would now like to step up to the mic, Mary Ellen Carroll, Director of DEM.
Good morning, everyone. I always have to adjust the mic. I wanna thank the PUC and just give a little shout out. I spent 8 years at the PUC before I became director. I was the head of security and emergency planning there. I am and forever will be a PUC nerd. I have such respect for everything that the PUC represents. I am so grateful as the Director of Emergency Management for the work that you all do every day. It's been really nice to see some of my old colleagues I haven't seen for a while. And like I said to Bill Tian for the PUC, he's like, we haven't seen each other, and I haven't called him in a long time, which is a really good thing. That means there hasn't been any big issues. We are so fortunate not only to have this separate, redundant firefighting water system, but also the water system that we have for potable water, and the voters of San Francisco who supported all the work over the last decade to improve that system. So super thankful for that. And I don't know if folks felt it or are aware, but there was a 3.1 earthquake around 9:31 this morning. It was felt at City Hall. It was centered in Berkeley. And it's just a reminder to us that that is the reason why we are here. So as your emergency management director, what I want is to share a couple tips. Now in October, we push out as much information as we can to remind people that there are things that you can do to be proactive. So I have three things that you can do. One is to sign up for Alert SF. All you need to do is text your zip code to 888-777. That way you can get all the information you need when you need it. Secondly, make a plan. Just think about your situation, your loved ones, and walk through what you feel like you would need to do in an emergency. We have lots of information on our SFGov website to prompt you, but make a plan. And thirdly, put some supplies together. These are all things that honestly every single one of us could do by the end of the day today. And I don't think you need to go out, most of us, and buy things. Just get in your house, organize a few things. So those are my three sort of your mandate for today. And again, I just want to thank everyone. Oh, and sorry, I have one more that I forgot. So four things. NERT, raise your hand. So our neighborhood emergency response teams are so critical to what is going to happen when we have an earthquake, and we need more people to sign up. It is a free training. You will be connected to your community. You will know everything about what you need to survive and thrive after a big event. And it is an incredible way to serve this beautiful city. So please, folks that are here, you can talk to the volunteers. Thank you so much for what you do. Thank you to the fire department for running that program. And just make a plan, sign up, talk to NERT, get some stuff together. Thank you. And I am so sorry, but it is truly my honor to introduce your D2 supervisor, Stephen Sherrill. Come on up.
Well, Mary Ellen, thank you. And good morning, everybody. I'm Stephen Sherrill, the District 2 supervisor, and it's a pleasure to be able to host this wonderful day here in the district. Yesterday, there was a fire on Chestnut Street, and after the fire, I stopped by Station 16 and I saw a few of the members, and what struck me was in the moments, in the hours after a few of their colleagues had been injured in a very dangerous situation, the atmosphere was cool, calm, and collected. The professionalism shown by you all was truly incredible, cleaning your gear, going about your day, and that comes from training and preparedness. The fire department is an incredible example of that, but today is also an example of training and preparedness. It is about collaboration. The people who are here from the PUC making incredible investments in our infrastructure, from the fire department, DEM, DPW, and the Office of Resiliency. I see Local 261 here. I see Local 798 here, and we have NERT here. Preparedness is about training and about collaboration. When the big one comes, it will be too late to prepare. And that's why we must invest today. We must invest in the infrastructure that we need 30 years from now, today. And we must do so in a way that builds trust with the public. For too long, government has not provided the public with the faith that they need to trust. And so we're here today as a great example, and it's gonna be fun. It's gonna be great. Everybody likes shooting off some water cannons. But it's also about trust. The work that the PUC is doing under Dennis Herrera is incredibly important to the future of this city. And the collaboration between the PUC, the fire department, and all other city departments will keep us safe today and will keep us safe tomorrow. So we're here to show that we are making investments now in the infrastructure that is necessary for tomorrow. So to all the city agencies who've worked so hard, to the mayor for your leadership in pushing us forward, thank you, and thank you all for being here. And with that, I'd like to bring Dennis Herrera back up to the podium.
Thank you, Supervisor. And with that, Bill, Frank, where are you? Okay, ready to go? Okay, so folks, the PUC crew has been firing up water, pumping water through the station and getting it up to a hydrant of our emergency firefighting water system at North Point and Van Ness. And now it's worked or is working its way back to come back through the fire engine and ladder truck directly behind you. So with that, Mr. Mayor, Bill, let it go.
I'm going to go to the next one.